Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 28 of the counting of the Omer of our 50 days to Shavuot, the name above all names, Yeshua. Yeshua, the one who sets free. Spiritual freedom in Messiah, we have been set free from the law of sin and death, not God's Torah, teachings, and instructions. The truth, His Word sets us free in Messiah. John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Contrast the well-known line in the Passover Haggadah. Now we are slaves, next year may we be free. Why next year and why not now? If the Son therefore makes you free, you are free indeed. If one is made free from sin by the Son, he is free indeed and is no longer a servant of sin. Romans 6:15 and following. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but grace? May it never be. Do you not know that to whatever you yield yourselves as slaves for obedience, you are slaves to what you obey, whether to sin resulting in death or to disobedience resulting in righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching under which you were placed, and after you were set free from sin, you became enslaved to righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. Just as you yielded your body parts as slaves to uncleanness and lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now yield your body parts as slaves to righteousness, resulting in holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free with regard to righteousness. So then what outcome did you have that you are now ashamed of? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having been enslaved to God, you have your fruit resulting in holiness, and the outcome is eternal life. For sin's payment is death, but God's gracious gift is eternal life in Messiah Yeshua our Lord. Romans 8:1-13. Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Messiah Yeshua. For the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yeshua has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what was impossible for the Torah, since it was weakened on account of the flesh, God has done, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as a sin offering, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the Torah might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Ruach. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Ruach set their minds on the things of the Ruach. For the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset of the Ruach is life and shalom. For the mindset of the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not submit itself to the law of God, for it cannot. So those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Ruach, if indeed the Ruach Elohim dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Ruach of Messiah, he does not belong to him. But if Messiah is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Ruach of the one who raised Yeshua from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Messiah Yeshua from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through the Ruach who dwells in you. So then, brothers and sisters, we do not owe anything to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Ruach you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. Romans 18:19. For I consider the sufferings of this present time not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed to us. For the creation eagerly awaits the revelation of the sons of God. How do we know that the Spirit will empower us to obey the Torah as promised in Romans 8? From his yet more fundamental ministry as guarantor of our good news inspired hope that we must trust Yeshua will one day share in the very glory of God. The theme of this passage, then, is that God's Spirit in believers gives all the assurance and confidence we need for victory, no matter what sufferings, discouragement, and doubts we meet along the way. of what are we heirs? We don't know yet. The glory will be revealed to us in the future. But we do know that to obtain it, we must share Messiah's sufferings, including his death. This Passover, we celebrated our freedom from bondage, and in Messiah, we celebrate our freedom from spiritual bondage. John 8:31-32, then Yeshua said to the Judeans who had trusted him, if you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This is a secret of freedom from sin and sickness and all the curses of this life that Messiah died to set men free from. Romans 10:17, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Messiah. Hebrews 11:6, now without faith it is impossible to please God, for the one who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. We must keep the word first place in our lives and keep our eyes on Messiah Yeshua, the author and completion of our faith. Freedom from sin, sickness, disease, demonic influence is only found in Yeshua, not our personal pedigree or accomplishments. God showed himself mighty in Israel's behalf by delivering them from bondage to providing for them miraculously in the wilderness. The goal of the Torah is Messiah. As you study Torah, you will see its fulfillment in Messiah. By fulfillment in Hebraic mindset means that in Messiah we find the correct interpretation, not the abolishment of it. See Matthew 5. Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yeshua has set you free from the law of sin and death. Torah of the Spirit, Torah of sin and death. What are these two? Here is the wrong answer. Yeshua gave a good Torah of the Spirit which produces life, in contrast with the bad Mosaic law that produces only sin and death. But this interpretation not only contradicts Shaul's argument in Romans 3:7, but is implicitly anti-Semitic as well. The right answer is that the Torah of the Spirit is the Mosaic law properly apprehended by the power of the Holy Spirit in believers. What Shaul elsewhere calls the Torah's true meaning, which the Messiah upholds, usually rendered the law of Christ, Galatians 6:2. The second Torah is written in lowercase and put in quotation marks because it is sin's Torah or law, Romans 7:21-23. In other words, not a God-given Torah at all, but an anti-Torah. More specifically, it is a Mosaic law improperly understood and perverted by our old sinful nature into legalistic system of earning God's approval by our own works, Romans 3:20. This interpretation of Romans 8:2 can be paraphrased and expanded as follows. The Torah is understood and applied through the Spirit, thereby gives life in union with Messiah Yeshua. Has set me free from the aspects of the Torah that stimulates me to sin, Romans 7:5-14. Fill me with irremedial guilt, Romans 7:15-24, and condemn me to death. The Jewish New Testament Commentary by David Stern. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, the one who sets us free. What has he set you free from? The blessing. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 28 days, which are 4 weeks of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple in its place, speedily in our days. Amen. Selah. Bo Yeshua, Bo. Shalom.